Yesterday morning, thanks in part to the website meetup.com, a group of about 50 pugs, as in the dog, and their doting owners met at Bull Creek District Park off Highway 360 in Austin, Texas.
Oh, yes, treaty for good puggies. Here you go.
Good girl.
Yum.
Reporter Michael May was watching the scene.
There's probably about 50 pugs splashing around in the river, including several who are in a kiddie pool that's floating down the middle of the creek. The dogs really love the kiddie pool. They get inside it and they just start spinning around in a circle. It becomes sort of this wild energy.
My name's Peter Keller. Sophie, our little pug, loves to play with other dogs, and I mean, it's just a great thing to see her run around with all the other little pugs.
This puggy love was arranged on the internet, but the point was for the dogs and the owners to meet one another, nose to nose. On the website, meetup.com, you can find almost anybody. Fellow vampires, fellow knitters, even fellow Howard Dean supporters. The website's been credited, in fact, with catapulting Dean to the top of the Democratic fundraising list. Whatever your interest, this website can help you meet at a place near your house with like-minded folk. We're joined now by Scott Heiferman, the CEO and co-founder of meetup.com. Scott, thanks so much for joining us.
Sure, thanks for having me.
You know, I'm really fascinated by this whole theory behind Meetup. Why don't you tell me what it is? Because I suppose that most people automatically assume it's some kind of dating service, which it's not.
Ooh, gosh, no. The theory is is not a new one. It's one of the oldest ones in the world, which is that people like to connect with a group of people in their neighborhood that share a common interest. So Meetup does this really simple thing, which is help people organize a local gathering of people who share a health condition, share a hobby, share an interest in a political campaign or issue or cause or what have you, anything. So we built it to connect people locally anywhere about anything.
That's a really nice service. How do you make money on something like that?
Well, we get paid by organizations that want their people to meet up, like political campaigns. We get paid by local establishments, the bars and cafes and bowling alleys and pizza joints that want to host the meetups. And we also get paid by some of the users who want to really get involved with their meetups and help set the agendas and such.
Was this one of those eureka moments? You were sitting around with a friend and you thought, you know, what this country really needs is more connection?
No, not exactly. Although I around 9/11, living in New York, I read the book Bowling Alone. And Bowling Alone is about the decline of community in America and about how people don't know their neighbors anymore. And I thought, well, you know, the internet does this wonderful thing of connecting people, you know, connects buyers and sellers on eBay. It connects people, you know, to stay in better touch over email, et cetera, et cetera. And you can be in a chat room with someone in China who also loves their pug. But what does that have to do with your local neighborhood? So the internet should do a better job of keeping people local.
Okay, well, let's give it a spin. I'll just type in Meetup. We're actually going to do what we used to call a kitchen demonstration. We'll do a studio demonstration. Okay? All right. All right.
You typed that very well.
Thank you so much. Now, I see that in terms of upcoming meetups, this is like a bulletin board. All right? We've got laid-off workers, hackers and freaks in Chicago and Memphis, vegans in Wellington, New Zealand, and Auckland, New Zealand. Okay. Well, could I search on something that I'd be interested in?
Absolutely.
All right. I lately have become obsessed with shade gardening.
What is shade gardening?
It means that you want to garden, but the patch of ground that you're going to garden has 10 tall trees on it, so you have a lot of shade.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm just going to put in gardens. And we hit go. All right. Gardeners worldwide. So far, 325 have signed up.
So gardening meetups haven't taken off just yet. There's only a few hundred people that have signed up, but what you do is you enter your zip code.
Hopelessly unhip here. Okay. Meet up and dish some dirt. All right. I would like to do that, mainly rich, loamy earth.
What you're seeing is that there is International Gardening Meetup Day happening on the third Thursday of every month at 7 p.m. So whether you're in Spokane or Tallahassee or Chicago or Tel Aviv or Australia, on the third Thursday of every month, if you want to meet up with other people interested in gardening and talk about whatever you want to talk about, as long as five people in your town sign up, it's a go. Now, you can see what's happening here is that in 135 towns across the world, people have signed up for gardening meetups. Sacramento has the most people signed up, and Fairfield County, Connecticut has the least number. In fact, only one person has signed up, and you need five people for a meetup. So basically,
the gardening alone in Fairfield.
Exactly.
Let's look at the knitting meetups and see what those folks do.
I love the knitting meetups. Knitting is the number one hobby meetup above scrapbooking. There's
knitting's beating gardening 10-1.
Exactly. Here, you pick a city from here.
Okay. I am going to pick. Orange County, California.
Orange County, California.
Okay. So you click on that. Warm there, so I'm curious about what they might be knitting. All right, here we have a gal. Wild Women Knitting, submitted by Hypno Kitty. Okay, what does she knit there? Let's enlarge that. Oh, she's knit some kind of knitted. I think that goes under a door to keep the draft out. Oh, this is really fun. Let's see, guinea pig lovers.
Oh, yeah.
In case you are interested in vampires or Carrie or Elvis or something called Fark or pagans or Kucinich, I mean, you can find it. It's a fantastic site. Thanks so much for coming in and talking to us about it.
Thank you.
Scott Heiferman is the CEO and co-founder of Meetup.com. He joined us in Washington.